Hi, welcome to Linux Magazine Online. I'm Annika Kehrer and I'm currently on the phone speaking to Burton Group analyst Chris Wolf. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Annika. How are you?
Thank you. Please tell us, what is your special field of profession at Burton Group?
I'm a senior analyst with Burton Group, and my specialty is virtualization. Virtualization is an area I've been working in since 2000. This is my ninth year with the technology. And again, with Burton Group, my primary role is to advise clients on their server and desktop virtualization architectures, as well as many of the integration issues, such as storage, security, and networking.
Could you name a special scenario when people come to you and ask for consultants about virtualization?
There's a few, actually. Mm-hmm. One of the main areas that our clients have requested our help with has been re-architecting data protection or disaster recovery architectures for virtualization.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done quite a bit of work with data center consolidation, starting to work with clients in the areas of data center automation and IT process automation around virtualization. And in general, there's still a lot of organizations that are just looking for us to leverage our experience in virtualization just for even the basic things such as application selection, virtual machine placement, proper levels of isolation for virtual machines, and things of that nature. Organizations realize that it's easy to deploy virtual machines, but they don't want to overlook any types of security issues, for example, that could cause them problems later on, and that's where they look to us to assist with their ultimate architecture for their initial deployment.
What are the three most frequent virtualization solutions you deal with?
The most frequent solutions, I'd say if you're looking at the three most, you would have to list VMware with ESX Server 3.5 in the server space. You have Citrix with their Zen Server product and their Zen Desktop product. Zen Desktop has gotten a significant amount of accolades in the industry since its inception, and it has been a strong rival to what VMware is doing in the virtual desktop space. You also have, of course, Microsoft with their recent announcement of Hyper-V that has come on strong as well. So those are, to answer the question, those are three platforms. There's also quite a bit going on in the management space that we work with organizations on as well. But again, just to give you three, I've done that. If you'd like, you know, to go further, please let me know.
There are a lot of possibilities and solutions for virtualization. And people might say, okay, I'm off, it's just too much. I'd like to know, when do I need virtualization? And when do I not need to bother about it?
That's a good question. Virtualization often gets publicity for enabling consolidation, which can lead to reduced hardware upkeep and maintenance costs, as well as reduced power and cooling costs. It's certainly a key enabler of greening the data center. But the typical IT person likes virtualization for the mobility that they get for operating systems and applications. So what you wind up with is applications that are fully portable and are hardware agnostic, and that makes routine maintenance very simple, it makes disaster recovery very simple, and that's certainly the most exciting aspect of virtualization. Now, the general rule that I present is you try to use virtualization for as much as you possibly can, but there are some exceptions. If you have performance-intensive applications, such as, say, Oracle Rack, that's probably not a good candidate for virtualization today. Many other performance applications that can just run on, say, 50% or less of the resources on the bare metal can make very good virtualization candidates today.
Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a little hype about virtualization?
You're asking someone that's been working in it for 9 years.
Okay.
So I would say the hype is really in the vendor ecosystem, where you have vendors with traditional product that are just trying to stick the virtualization name next to them to try to sell more product. The core technology I don't really see it as overhyped. I see it as a necessary enabler of where we're taking IT as a service and data center automation. So personally, I feel that the hype is more than justified.
Okay. Last week, Burton Group held its Catalyst Conference for Europe in Prague. What is your impression? Which were the main concerns or questions of the attendees regarding virtualization?
There was quite a few questions. One of them being, is desktop virtualization ready for the enterprise and for deployment on an enterprise scale? Dr. Steve Herod, the CTO of VMware, addressed the audience on those issues. He was showing VMware's roadmap and where they're heading with desktop virtualization. And for the most part, many of our clients came away with that saying, okay, it's time to start architecting our VDI solution, and we will look to leverage solutions and deploy products in 2009. Other issues came up on our panel discussing the hypervisor's future. Mm-hmm. There was a lengthy discussion on interoperability issues with virtualization, and VMware and Citrix did make a verbal commitment to work together on hardware device model interoperability at the conference. That's a huge issue because that can simplify VM portability between different hypervisor platforms, and especially as we move to cloud-based computing, which I think everyone agrees is several years away from implementation on an enterprise scale. But nonetheless, the more transparent we can make the virtualization technology, the less lock-in an organization will realize when they commit to a virtualization platform or a particular cloud provider. And that's the most important thing. We want our clients to be able to feel safe adopting new technologies, but not feel that they're permanently attaching themselves and their infrastructure to a proprietary solution or a particular vendor. So I think the discussion on the open standards work that's occurring and the vendor support for that was probably one of the bigger takeaways from the conference.
Okay. What's beyond today? What is the next step in the field of virtualization?
The next step is really pushing virtualization to even further be a production mainstream platform. About 30% of enterprises today are running production applications in virtual machines. I think you'll see that number approach 50% in 2009. There's a significant amount of changes that have happened with hardware, namely through AMD and Intel with hardware-assisted memory virtualization that is allowing high-performance applications to run very well in virtualized environments. And that's really new territory for virtualization. So in the past, some of these applications, such as SQL or Exchange Server, for example, that may not have been virtualized, it's a different ballgame now. Those are applications that I can virtualize. You're also seeing much more attention paid to management and automation, and you'll be seeing more maturation of management solutions next year. And just one other thing to add quickly, you're seeing an era where we're adding multiple layers of abstraction to virtualized infrastructures. So I'm abstracting server resources, storage resources, network resources, and what you're starting to see now is tools that are capable of seeing through those multiple layers of abstraction and allowing administrators to effectively troubleshoot applications in this virtualized infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. Is there a special issue for Linux?
Well, Linux can benefit quite a bit from virtualization. And a good example of that is VMware's virtual appliance marketplace. There's over 250 Linux-based special-purpose virtual machine appliances that can be downloaded from there. There's some vendors today that are only shipping their solutions as virtual machine appliances that are based on Linux. And those vendors, just to name a couple, would be ManageIQ or vKernel. You're going to see this continue. You're seeing SAP do a lot of work with running SAP on Linux in a virtual machine, Oracle as well. Obviously, Sun is making a strong push as well. Again, that's Solaris, not exactly Linux, but the bottom line is there's a huge vendor community that's really rallying around Linux for virtualization. And I certainly shouldn't leave Novell or Red Hat out of the mix here because they've done quite a bit as well. So the interesting thing that's happening here is we're really moving towards lean, special-purpose virtual machine appliances, and Linux is a very good OS for that role. So I think you'll continue to see increased use of the Linux operating system as our data center becomes further virtualized.
For the last little personal question, what is your personal experience with Linux and open source?
I've had very good luck with Linux and open source. People would laugh at me when I would tell them that I can build a high availability cluster or a load balance cluster on Linux using open source technology, but if you asked me to do something that would be simple, like change the screen resolution of a Linux client, that would be something I would struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
So the enterprise features I've worked with for a number of years and have had very good success. And again, I've seen increased uptake of Linux-based virtual appliances, and I think you're going to continue to see that, especially vendors such as VMware are shipping their management server on Linux, which is new territory for them. I think eventually their serverless backup product, consolidated backup, will also land on Linux. So I'm continuing to see uptake for Linux platforms. I've always worked with both Windows and Linux, and going back to NetWare operating systems as well. Modularity of the operating system, in my experiences in virtualization, have allowed it to be a very good OS for virtualized applications.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.
This was Linux Magazine Online asking Chris Wolf about virtualization. I say bye to our listeners and see you.